Hello, my name is Christian. I am the CEO and co-creator of the Museum of Infinite Realities here in Brussels.
And what is the MOIR?
It's a great question. MOIR, moi, as we like to call it, is an immersive experience that is largely based around self-awareness and mindfulness. Our core principle is about putting everybody that goes through the show, making them the protagonist of the show. So the show doesn't happen without you. You are the star of the show.
So it's an immersive experience, but it's not like a regular immersive experience.
Yeah, no, it's not like a regular one because it's not a one-way experience. So there's a lot of things that happen within our show, but our visitors dictate a lot of what happens as they're moving through the show. They make choices, they answer questions, they make decisions, they are split and joined back together, they interact, and ultimately, we assign them an animal guide, which is their personality profile at the end of the show. So the show has a unique outcome for each guest.
And what sort of things are they going to experience going through? I understand there are seven rooms.
Yes, there's seven rooms. We've tried to build on each room ticks another box of creativity. So there's elements of play, discovery, there's creativity, there's manifestation, and there's interactivity. So we have lots of light shows happening. We have projection mapping. We have a 5D holographic show, which we believe is one of the only permanent installations in Europe. Here we've got haptics, we throw heat at you. It's something like you'll never experience.
What is 5D?
So 5D is working with three-dimensional layers to produce the holographic show, but we also have haptics in the seats, so we make your seat wobble, so it's introducing a more physical and visceral experience. So what we've tried to create is a holographic auditorium, but it doesn't feel like you are in a traditional auditorium. It feels like you are immersed within the show.
And this is from the age of 10 on?
Yes, this is suitable for the ages of 10 upwards.
And can you speak a bit about how you put this together, what your companies are?
Yeah, so this Museum of Neuralities happened, it came about as my company, Cinemod Studio, has a long history of creating immersive experiences for brands, so global leading brands like Rolls-Royce, McLaren, Ralph Lauren, Adobe, Microsoft, award-winning installations based around technology. And our partners in this are real estate gurus. So we have the perfect combination there of we come up with ideas, we can design a space, but the challenge for companies like ours is always finding the space, finding the real estate and being able to develop on it, which is normally the reason why these don't happen so often. So we feel like it's the perfect marriage. So I think if there's one takeaway from our show, we want people to be entertained. We've tried to coin the phrase transformative entertainment, transformative entertainment. And I think what we mean by that is we want people to have fun, but if they can leave it with a thought in their head, or we've just scratched the surface of opening their mind to think about something else, that there's a long tail to this show after. If we can start conversations, start people getting interested. It's the same to me when you watch a great film. If I've watched a great film, I'm straight on the internet afterwards, finding out more about it, finding out more of the story, how it happened. I'd like people to feel that.
And so this is not a temporary exhibition, this is a permanent exhibition, and you will be having the same sort of thing in other cities.
Yes, so we're developing this show. We already are locked in and moved to Paris and open in Paris in September of this year. We then go to Berlin in February of the following year with London, Dubai, New York and Rome also penciled in for future installations. However, our installation in Brussels is permanent. They're all designed as permanent technology installations. And the show is called Explore the True You, and that is our first show.
And so there'll be other shows, so people will come back and see something different.
Yes, and we'll always hold on to this transformative entertainment element, but there'll be future shows come. We're already deep into the process of writing a children's show, which we can bring the message to children, but obviously we have to change the messaging a little bit to get the understanding, finding that balance between self-awareness and children being aware at 10, we feel is the sweet spot for this show. And we're going to introduce a children's show a bit later in the year.
And the website address for information is?
It's museumofinfiniterealities.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard.